They will slow her down. And number three, we need the freshman to step up. Freshman, let's go. We have the 6-foot Mary Kay Jankowski as a big forward and Noelle Roldan as a point guard. We need both to have a big game today in order for the women to play well. So right now we'll drop it off to Stuart Horn in 30 seconds here on radio.dominican.edu, the home of the Penguins.
All right, thank you very much, P-Op. By the way, fans, if you would like to join the Penguin Booster Club, Penguin Boosters are now really taking off. In fact, tonight is one of their functions between games. They're having a special reception and a meet and greet with the coaches and all kinds of good stuff. If you'd like to be a part of the Penguin Boosters, please call Jane Winter at 415-458-3762. Piob and I are about ready to get this one underway along with both teams. And we will bring you the national anthem in just a few seconds. Penguins are in the house. Off to our right, Penguin cheerleaders are here. Piob's alongside Stuart Horn, radio.dominican.edu. Bringing the national anthem now. For those of you at home, please rise. Micah. Fans, here we go. The Vulcans from University of Hawaii Hilo in the house. NC2A basketball, Penguin style. Women first, then the guys. For the visiting Vulcans from University of Hawaii Hilo, who are currently 3-3 in conference, head coach is David Kaneshiro. He's assisted by Fred Collins, Wayne Kaneshiro, Don Canseco, and Hina Kimitete. For the Vulcans, Coach Kaneshiro will be sending out number three, Casey Kirihara, a 5'6" senior out of Seattle, Washington. Number 12 is Kirsty Imai, a 5'4" sophomore out of Hilo, Hawaii. Number 15 is Natalie Mata, a 5'6" sophomore out of Honolulu. Number 24 is Felicia Schultz, a 5'8" junior out of San Diego. And number 50, the high score for the Vulcans is Hillary Hurley, a 6'2" junior out of Anderson, California. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers. Chambers is assisted by Eric Nelson and Jeff Rodriguez. Coach Chambers will be sending out number one, Stephanie Carnes, a 5'1" sophomore out of Fremont. Number 22 is Kelsey Janish, a 5'8" senior out of Novato. Number 32 is Raquel Gomes, a 5'10" senior out of Santa Rosa. Number 33 is Melissa Wise, a 5'10" sophomore out of Novato. And rounding things out for Coach Chambers and the Lady Penguins, number 44 is Shauna Bryant, the 5'11" senior out of Ripon. That's Ripon, California. And Ripon toward the middle of the court are the Penguins. And the Penguins are looking to get just their second win in conference. Piob is alongside. We are ready for an excellent night of NC2A basketball. Vulcans in the house from University of Hawaii Hilo. For the Penguins in the middle, it'll be Melissa Wise against Hillary Hurley. Tipped out, Hurley into the backcourt. And the Penguins are on defense. Hilo attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Hurley's got it on the left elbow. She drives it in herself, up against Gomes, off the glass. Yes, Hurley scores the deuce.
Yeah, right there, Hurley just lowered her shoulder, and bam, right there down the center, point four to the Hawaiian Hilos.
Hurley drops the shoulder, bounces off the defender, pounds one home. Two zip, Vulcans. Wise has got it on the left corner. Sets up the screen from takes the screen from Gomes and drives it in, and Melissa Wise with the easy layup from the right side.
Answering back is Melissa Wise, but check it out. Penguins pushing the tempo by pressing a full court press.
Quick transition by the Vulcans on the right wing. Moving it out there is Felicia Schultz. Now she gets it way out there to Mata. Top of the key, good ball control. 14 on the shot clock. Back to Hurley on the elbow. I think we're going to hear a little bit out of Hurley tonight, Piab. Here's a three ball by Casey Kitahara. Three-pointer from the top of the key, good. 5-2 in favor of the visiting Vulcans.
That was a big follow-through by Kitahara. Not a lot of shooters know this, but following through your shot helps a lot.
Carnes now on the baseline, walks with it, turns the ball over to the Vulcans. 5-2, Penguins trail in the first period, fans. 18:43 to go. Vulcans have the ball in the backcourt. As Piab mentioned, the Penguins employing the full court heat. And Vulcans work it down to the other end nicely, but the Penguins with a lot of pressure. Missed the first shot, but the put back by Felicia Schultz, the 5'8 junior out of San Diego, is good.
That was just bad defense by Janish. She did not want to box out. That was the only thing right there that kept them from rebounding the ball.
The first shot was missed, and then Schultz was right there. There were no Penguins anywhere near the ball when it came down. So Schultz picked it up easily, knocked it home outside. Ooh, good foot fake by Raquel Gomes. Heaves it across the court. Over to Wise. Missed it deep left. Carnes with a rebound. Carnes back out to Gomes. Long two ball on the way deep. Oh, Gomes should have followed it in. Couldn't get it. Schultz with a rebound. Backcourt pressure, 7-2 in favor of the Vulcans. Vulcans now on offense. Here's Schultz out on the right wing. Kicks it off to Imai. Top of the key. Good foot fake by Mata, got it under, and a long two ball by Mata straight away. Very quickly, 9-2, Penguins trail Piab.
Now the Penguins need to do something different on defense right now. Full court press is increasing the tempo, and I don't think that's going to work here against the Vulcans.
So far it hasn't. Janish three ball from the left wing, missed it left. The rebound taken by Natalie Mata, the 5'6 sophomore. Vulcans bring it up. Hurley's only scored two so far. Hurley filling up the middle. Now they get it to Hurley on the right elbow. She kicks it back outside to Kirahari. Kirahara walks with it as she taps herself on the chest. Looks at the coach. Yep, I walked with it. And they give it back to the Penguins, 9-2.
Now the Penguins did make the Grand Canyon Lopes turn the ball over double digits last game. Let's see if they can do it here against the Vulcans.
17:07 to go, fans. 28 on the shot clock. Carnes brings it up on the right side of the timeline to Janish. Right wing, takes a screen from Gomes, takes it up to the free throw line. Raquel thinks three with a good head fake, drives the baseline, Gomes off the glass, and that was textbook, Piab. 9-4, DU trailing.
Yeah, Gomes is a big body, but she's got quick feet for a big body for just driving that in and getting a light touch right on the backboard.
Gomes has been a great shooter since the day she started. Now a senior. Gomes proved it right there. She's still got the touch. 16:30 to go, fans. Penguins trail by 5, 9-4. Vulcans on offense. Patiently. Kitahara, left wing. She's got Carnes. Carnes falls down, gets right back up. Now they kick it back out to the baseline. And Natalie Mata stepped on the line out of bounds. They're going to sub in number 40, Hotia Vaiamamo. And how was that, Piab? I think I got it right on the first time.
Yeah, you got it right. I think it's Vaiamamo. I don't know. Both of us will struggle with this.
Vaiamamo, I believe. 16:15, the clock rolls. Vaiamamo is in there. Carnes brings it up after the Vulcans turned it over to the DUs. Also, Sean O'Brien has entered the game for the Mighty Penguins. Wise across the court, throws it out of bounds. She heaved it right over the head of Carnes. Carnes jumped up as high as she could, Piab. But at 5'1", it's not that hard to throw it over her head.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. It's like Wilkins passing a pass to Spud Webb. Doesn't work that way.
9-4, the Penguins trail, and the Penguins are on D. Attacking the northern hoop of the Vulcans from University of Hawaii Hilo. Good footwork there by Kirahara. I mean, real good. She drove it in. On the left side, on the baseline, Kirahara then drew a foul of some sort. And at the end of this timeout, we will have the information for you. You are listening to Radio.Dominican.edu.
Inspiration. has a place for you. Join an athletic team today and be a part of an ongoing tradition that doesn't die.
Success.
Because being good just isn't good enough.
Do work. Go Penguins.
More than being able to go to the grocery store, or ride the bus alone, or do all the things that sighted people can do, to have a guide dog is to embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments, we often take for granted, that give life joy and purpose.
Finding such a friend doesn't happen by itself. It happens because...
Well, it seems like I found a friend here in Penguin basketball. It's DJP. I'm known as Patrick Kayabyab here on radio.dominican.edu. While this buzzer just beat it, I'm going to send it over to Stuart Horn.
All right. Thank you very much, P-Yab. 15:51 to go, fans. Penguins and the Vulcans. Under the short side, the Vulcans are going to get it right under the bucket is Kirihara. Now they get it inbounds to Vaimama. She goes top of the key. They flip it around over to Imai. Left side, Kirihara. Down low, Hurley, all alone. No problem there. Hurley converts a duck. 11-4, back to the other end. Very quickly transition. Long two by Raquel Gomes. Good answer there by Gomes. 11-6, 15.5, first period.
Yeah, this game's winnable. Raquel Gomes seems to be heating up. After that little drive to use her soft hands to lay it up and in, she answers back with a little mid-range J.
Gomes with four, Hurley with four. Turn around, sky hook by Vaimama. She draws a whistle, bucket doesn't fall.
That's going to be a foul right there on Shanna Bryant. She left her forearm on the back of Vaimama, and you can't do that here in Division II basketball.
So far, fans, the Penguins shooting 40% from the field. 60%, 66% by the Vulcans. 11-6, 15-13 to go. Vaimama on the line. Very short. Right back at her. Vaimama wasn't even close. As Noelle Roldan has come in the game in place of Stephanie Carnes.
And also Corpuz, number 34, Jasmine Corpuz, is subbing in. For Christy Imai.
Vaimama cans the second one. 12-6, Vulcans. Janish has got it. She gets it over to Roldan. Back over to Kelsey Janish. Janish has nowhere to put it. Roldan drives in, kick back out. Rocky on the way for three. Oh, just a little bit short. Nice rebound by Mata. Vulcans bring it up. Roldan tried to squeeze in behind Mata to swipe it away from her. Mata turned away just at the last instant. Kirihara has it now. Kirihara with those pomegranate-colored shiny tennies and the up and in by Hurley.
Good. What a take by Hurley. It's just like a reverse layup. Using her quick feet for a big fella. Doesn't work that way here, but it did in the Conlin Center.
The assist by Kirihara works. 14-6, Penguins on offense. Janish, top of the key against Hurley. Kick out at the last second to Roldan. Roldan goes behind the back, good work. Back over the top to Janish, no look. Janish backs in against Kirihara, bumps off of her, seven on the shot clock. Bucket falls, and a whistle, and Kelsey to the line, and that's what the Penguins needed. 14-8. The Penguins trail with 14:08 to go in the game. That's very interesting, 14-8 to 14:08. Both teams have committed one team foul. And this one sends Janish to the line in search of the three-point play. On the way, Janish backspin good. And Mary Kay Jankowski gets ready to come in. Good old Jankowski.
Jankowski stumped the teacher right here. Guess what? Penguins made a three-point play, 14-9.
Yeah, that's a good thing if you're a Penguin fan. 14-9, 14:03 to go, first period. Top of the key now to Vaimama. She takes it in herself. Drives a lane left side, Piab. That was strong.
Yeah,
inside of 14 minutes, 16-9. Penguins now on offense.
Right now, this has the pace of being a high-scoring game. Up-tempo, I didn't think the Penguins were going to get into it, but right now, it seems like they're matching up well against the Vulcans.
Janish three ball from the right wing. Missed it short. Vaimaumau with the rebound. Kirihara brings it up. She switches off hands. Stutter steps across the line. Left side now on the wing. Now they've got it back to the top of the key. Corpuz over to the right side. She gets it to Kirihara. Vaimaumau's got it. Top of the key. Long two ball. Mata, yes. 17-footer falls for Mata, 18-9. Coming up on 13 minutes, fans. The Penguins in very quick transition. Roll down with a head fake. She drives in. Low bounce pass to Shauna Bryant. Almost throws it away. Penguins back have control back now. Janish. Coach is screaming at him. Roldan now goes between the circles. Drifts over to the right side. Roldan picks up, wants the screen from Jankowski. Doesn't get it. Backs up. Buckles. Buries the deuce with 12:45 to go. 18-11. The Penguins trail after the deuce by Roldan.
Now we're making it sound easy. Roldan crossed over, then faded away and made that shot. Yeah. The radio makes it sound easy, but it's not. You have to watch it here on Dominican Athletics / livevideo.com.
That's right, DominicanAthletics.com/livevideo, fans. And you can watch the game and all of the action. It only costs a couple of bucks, and every penny goes to DU Athletics. Once again, www.DominicanAthletics.com/livevideo. And while Piab and I were doing the ad, Kirihara drew a foul and she goes to the line. Carnes comes in, Roldan back to the bench. Bronner and Kimi Nakamura will enter the game now for the Mighty DUs in place of Janish and Melissa Wise. 12:33 to go, 19-11. The Penguins are hanging tough. Kirihara makes the first one. She goes back to the line for the second after the three subs come in.
Now check it out. These were the players to watch beginning of the game. Stephanie Carnes, Kimi Nakamura, both can knock down the three alongside Raquel Gomes, but she's sitting on the bench right now.
Second one's good, 20-11. Carnes has got it out on the right wing, not doing much. Shot clock, three ball on the way. Stephanie Carnes cans the first tray ball for the DUs tonight. And that goes a long way, 20-14. Penguins with that full court pressure again. There's four of them in the backcourt. Oh boy, they're pushing it. They got across the timeline with just 2 seconds to go. Kirihara's got it. She goes to the top of the key, gets it over to Kristen Woodring, a 6'1" junior out of Bristol, Rhode Island. Isn't that the home of ESPN? I don't know.
In Bristol, yes, Bristol, Connecticut.
Connecticut. This is Bristol, Rhode Island.
Well, not Bristol, Rhode Island, Connecticut. But Stu, you got to check out this matchup right now. Well, Case Kirihara may be checking out, but that's the matchup. Case Kirihara, Kimi Nakamura, both are two tall, lanky girls that can have a big effect on one another.
You are listening to NC2A Basketball, fans, on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Piab and I will be back in 22 and a half seconds.
To have a guide dog is to embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments we often take for granted that give life joy and purpose.
Finding such a friend doesn't happen by itself. It happens because of all the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers, and everyone in between. You can help fulfill their mission by contributing today. It's only through generous support of donors and volunteers that they can continue their charitable work. For more information, visit their website at guidedogs.com.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Radio.dominican.edu broadcasting worldwide from San Fran to Japan, from Mumbai to Dubai, from the Yukon to the Euphrates to all corners of the universe and beyond. Stuart Horn, Piab, your DU broadcasters for tonight's doubleheader, Penguin style, from the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. 20-14, 11.5 to go. Bronner's got it to Kimi on the right wing. Way out there, too far to shoot. She drives in after the screen from Mary Kate Jankowski. Penguins up to 54.5% shooting against 72% from the Helos.
Now it's going to be hard to stop a 72% shooting by the Vulcans. It's going to be hard, but the full court pressure seems to be working.
And, oh, there's a mistake as the shot is missed, and Kristen Woodring chased it out toward the Penguin cheerleaders. It tipped out off of her fingertips, and the DUs get it back. So the Penguins didn't even need to box out or get the rebound, and they still get the ball back. Penguins trail by six, 11 minutes exactly, fans. In the first half, Tammy Bronner, top of the key, drifts over. Kimmy thinking three. Back to Bronner in between the circles. Good fake. She goes right. Kick out. No look pass to Shauna Bryant with a nice assist by Tammy Bronner. Penguins pulling within four now. 10:45 to go after the deuce by Shauna Bryant. Now down low. Now back out very quickly for the Vulcans. Three ball on the way, and that one's missed. Mary Kay Jankowski now with a nice rebound. She immediately throws it away into the hands of Kirstie Ema.
There's the inexperience again by Jankowski. Freshman mistakes have been hurting the Vulcans early. I'm hurting the Penguins early in this game.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Jankowski made a beautiful play to get the ball and then just chucked it away immediately. She could have held it if nothing else. Now the shot on goal is missed, and the Penguins get it back, so no harm done. Bronner brings it up 2-on-2. Soft side whistle. Uh-oh. Called it on Carnes off ball. No. She walked with it, according to Piob. 20-16. 10 minutes exactly, fans. As Raquel Gomes will re-enter the game in place of Shauna Bryant, who just picked up a deuce for the Mighty Penguins.
Now, this is a good matchup. Raquel Gomes against Hillary Hurley. Both big bodies. You're going to see two people go on the paint, but Raquel Gomes has that little soft touch, and she has a mid-range J, which may cause Hillary Hurley some trouble.
Perhaps. Both are great shooters. Penguins on defense. Felicia Schultz has got it. She goes out onto the right wing. Kicks it over to Mata. Nothing doing. Mata's got Kimmy all over her. Now the shot by Felicia is no good. Carnes brings it down to Bronner all alone. Bronner from the right side. Oh, no! Bronner's fouled on the way, Pia, but she had the cleanest look she's ever going to have. It would have been nice to see her bury that thing. She just looked back. She took a little glance back, and I think she got nervous hearing the footsteps. Now she'll go to the line for two, but it really should have been a three-point play any way you look at it.
Yeah, it should have been, but Bronner, just a look of frustration. You don't want to be happy after missing an easy layup. I like that in her. She's got a little fight to her. So we'll see today's game how she's going to do.
Jankowski out, Wise back in. Bronner cans the first one. 20-17. The Penguins are right there, Piab. I love that. 9.5 to go, fans. When we resume, now she missed this one. So she took it from a three-point play to a one-point play. Stolen away by Carnes, left side. Foul! Carnes will go to the line with a chance to bring the Penguins within one.
She was slow to get up there, Stu. When you see someone who's 5'1" get up slowly, you're going to think she's hurt, but it seems like this Penguin squad wants a win tonight, and they're going to fight for it like she did right there today.
That whole play was set up by nothing but total desire by Stephanie Carnes. She got in there after Hurley pulled it down. Hurley threw it away a little bit, kind of had a high arc on it. Carnes saw it as she makes the first one. And the second one's on the way, and that's good. So the Penguins now 19, trailing by only one as Taki Takoi comes in place of Kimi Nakamura. To finish the story, though, Carnes chased the ball down on the looping toss from Hurley. Carnes broke up the play, stole it away, and then drew the foul as she tried to hammer it in. 9.5 to go, full court pressure. Schultz has got it. Now she goes back, and the Penguins retreat. Kirstie Emai, the 5'4 sophomore out of Hilo, brings it up against Bronner. Spins 360. Penguins with some nice defense. Sheena Pio has come in. She kicks it off to Mata. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Mata, three. Turnaround jumper. Mata, no. Down Hurley. Hurley hauls it out. Hurley hasn't shot that much. I think she only has 4 points so far. 8:51 to go, 20 seconds on the shot clock. There's the bump off. Emai on the way, no. Carnes rebound. Penguins with an opportunity to go ahead here, Piob, the first time all night, as Noel Roldan gets ready to come in. Here's the shot off by Bronner! Tammy Bronner buries the deuce from the right elbow. The Penguins lead for the first time tonight. Down by as many as eight. Now up by one, 8.5 to go. 21-20. Penguins on top. Hilo bringing it up. First time tonight, Hilo's trailed. First time tonight, Hilo's really felt the pressure. Here's Hurley against Wise. Missed the easy shot. Out of bounds. Who are they going to give it to? Oh, no, they give it back to Hilo.
Oh, no, the referee's got to review this. It was off a Hilo. It was off a Vulcan. It just hit right off the head of a Hilo. I don't understand why it's going back to their ball, but guess what? Vulcan's ball, 8 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Penguins up 21-20.
Under the bucket now, right under the bucket. The Vulcans have it. Hurley on the right wing. Kick over to Mata. Mata between the circles. She's got Noelle Roldan, first year for Roldan. Roldan's just been playing beautiful ball lately. Here's a jumper by Hurley. In and out, tipped out. Now they got to give it to the Penguins, and they do, as Raquel Gomes fought for it against Hurley.
Well, I saw it differently. I thought the ball came off Raquel Gomes' fingertips this time. But guess what? Two teams have it, so we're going to bring it back in 20 seconds. Stuart Horn and I will be back. That's right, Stuart Horn and DJ P-Up, so we'll listen to a few advertisements.
More than being able to go to the grocery store, or ride the bus alone, or do all the things that sighted people can do. To have a guide dog is to embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments we often take for granted, that give life joy and purpose.
Finding such a friend doesn't happen by itself. It happens because of all the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers, and everyone in between. You can help fulfill their mission by contributing today. It's only through generous support of donors and volunteers that they can continue their charitable work. For more information, visit their website at guidedogs.com.
All right, fans, if you would like to... If you would like to interact with Piob and myself, you can do so right now on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. DUC, like Dominican University of California. DUC Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger. Send us a message right now. We'd love to hear from you. We are back, fans. 21-20. Inside of 8 minutes, the Penguins lead in this one. Penguins have one conference victory so far, while the Vulcans from University of Hawaii Hilo have three in conference. Penguins up to 57% shooting. And now outside, Wise, three ball on the way, a little bit deep. Boy, the Penguins could have used that rebound. Vulcans, Pio throws the arms all over the place, elbows flying. Hilo's got it in the backcourt, now Imai brings it up. Just across the insignia in the middle of the house. 18 on the shot clock, Bronner's on her. Over to the right side, Imai drifts. Now they get it down low to Schultz. Schultz has Wise on her. No way can Schultz shoot. 8 on the shot clock. I wonder if the Hilos are paying attention. Driving it in now is P.O. on the way. Missed it way left. Down with it, Wise. That's P.O., not Piob. 21-20. Taki's got it. Oh, one of the Vulcans ended up in the bench to Wise. Back outside, Gomes. Roll down, three ball right side. Oh, she missed it deep. Oh, the Penguins needed that in a huge way. Wise hits the deck hard. Slow to come up, but she's up. Oh, brother. Bronner stuck a hand in the face of Imai coming across the timeline and drew the whistle.
That foul put a smile on assistant coach Eric Nelson because he thought that Bronner could have came up with that ball but got a bunch of Imai's face.
Bronner picks up the foul. That's her first, the third for the Penguins. Kirsty Imai will bring it in right in front of the broadcasting area. As Bronner gets yanked, Janish is in there. 21-20, DU's inside of 7. Imai brings it into the backcourt to Kirahara. Kirahara in the backcourt. She's got Taki Takoi all over. Takoi out of New Zealand is a veteran of the Penguin team. Driving it in now. Penguins on defense. Oh, brother. Right over the top of Wise. What a shot. As a jumper by Natalie Mata goes 22-21, Penguins trail. 6.5 to go, fans. Here's Janish. Between the circles, Rocky. Thinking three ball Wise, back over to Gomes, left side. Janish. Oh, Janish wants to shoot it so badly. She doesn't. She spins 360 over to Gomes, wide open, three ball on the way. Oh, Gomes missed it a little bit right.
That was the right decision. She wasn't open. She passed it to the open man and the open shooter.
Yep, Hurley's back in there. Hurley now hauls the ball in after the missed three ball by Gomes. Penguins on defense, under the bucket, up and in, hits the side of the sideboard. Gomes has it. They give it back to Hilo after Gomes went running after it with Lisa Denise, the 5'8" senior's Denise. The quick up and in off the glass to Hurley. Oh, brother. And she draws the bucket. So right under the bucket, the Hilos bring it in to their best shooter. That's Hurley. Hurley banks one in off the window and draws a whistle. 24-21 and Hurley to the line inside of six.
Yeah, this three-point play is going to be big. It's going to give them up by four, and they're down by three right now. But if she misses this shot, you got open shooters available to tie this game up.
And she does miss it, and the Penguins box out. And Noelle Roldan hauls it in. Good rebound. And thereby, Noelle Roldan. 24-20. I love Roldan's game. She's so intense. Good shooter, but really good defensively. Janish outside. Taki on the way. Three ball. Oh, that's three in a row the Penguins have missed so closely. Penguins get the rebound. Uh-oh, here's Janish. Boy, from 25 and a half, maybe more. She was way out there. And who are they going to call it against? Oh, they call it against Janish. Janish gets her first, and that's the fifth against the Penguins. So the Penguins aren't in any foul trouble, but they do give the ball back to the Vulcans. And the Vulcans had the ball anyway on the down. It's just Janish got one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just a bad call. Janish planted her feet, hands up, just like that, and it's a tip.
Now Roldan with a steal. Good play there by Roldan. Oh, to Wise, and Wise gets absolutely hammered by Hurley going after the ball. Hurley lowered the shoulder and smashed into little old Melissa Wise. Now Wise, I think, will go to the line, although Wise may see some birds twittering around her head, Piop. She really got hammered.
Yeah, it was like a Pittsburgh Steeler and Clay Matthews colliding on each other. Yeah. That's a matchup you're going to look for in the Super Bowl 2 weeks from today, Sunday.
How about 2 days from today, you mean? 24-21, quick inbounds. Janish air ball? You don't see that out of Janish very often.
Yeah, she almost made her last three ball.
Super Bowl's this Sunday, not 2 weeks. You're going to have to reset your TiVo. Huh? It's not this Sunday?
No, it's in two weeks.
Oh, okay. I guess I have it wrong. 5 minutes to go. Hurley down low. I was all set to have my Super Bowl party Sunday. I'm glad you told me. Hurley from the left side, from the baseline, missed it. Penguins get the ball back right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders. Taki brings it in to Carnes. Hey, Devin Weber's here. She's our official photographer. 24-21. She's shooting right here off my shoulder. Nakamura, three ball on the way. That's five in a row. From outside the arc, Piop, maybe the Penguins need to give that up.
Yeah, Penguins are getting a little too trigger happy here. I mean, my keys to the game last game was to shoot the three ball more because they matched up that way. But right now, they need to take it in. Hurley's not playing her best ball, and the Penguins have the best chance to win when she's frustrated.
Yeah, you're right. Hurley is not playing her best ball, and the Penguins do need to capitalize on that. Hurley just threw it out of bounds. Wise with a head fake, walked with it. Wise got it, and the Penguins are not going to get breaks like that to get the free ball, and they just can't drag the feet around so much. That was sloppy ball.
Yeah, the fans aren't happy about that one, Stu.
4:29 to go, fans. 24-21. Devin didn't think that was very funny, but I thought it was. It covered up her lens. Kitahara has it now. She gets it over Hurley on the left wing with 15 on the shot clock. Top of the key to Denise. Now back down low, Hurley against Taki. Turn around, no, to Coy with the rebound, and Hurley missed another one. Well, the Penguins better make something out of those misses. Hurley isn't going to stay cold forever. Oh, no! And Wise brings it across the timeline, fires it over to Kimi Nakamura, and right through Nakamura's fingertips, it goes into the Vulcan bench. And you don't see the very sure-handed Nakamura muff one out of bounds like that very often, but she did it right there. When we come back, fans, from this media timeout, the Vulcans will have the ball. The Vulcans have the lead by three. 24-21, radio.dominican.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Piop from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Gorilla on the way. Gorilla with a nice layup. Two ball.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Piop here at the Conlin Center. Women's basketball, Hawaii Hilo Vulcans versus Dominican Penguins. And Stuart Hall is going to call the play-by-play.
Stuart Hall.
Stuart Horn.
Thank you. Kirihara has it, top of the key. Driving it in is Jasmine Corpuz. She gets it to Via Mau Mau. And Via Mau Mau throws it back outside to Corpuz. She goes between the circles. Kick over to Mata. Down low, Mata air ball. Rebound, Denise. Back up, Denise. Shot clock violation as Denise hits the deck. So two shots on goal, and there were two air balls. 3:24 to go. The Penguins trail by three. Here's Piop.
Now after that, Melissa Wise just wanted to hit someone. She didn't care if the buzzer beater came off. She just lowered her elbow, and she wanted to start that break.
Why?
I don't know. It's just the way it is. When the tempo's up, you need to push the ball, and you need to score inside, especially with Hillary Hurley out right now. She's taking a breather.
Penguins need to take advantage of that one. Hurley's on the bench. Make something out of it. Here's Nakamura left side over to Carnes. Almost swiped away by Mata. Nine on the shot clock. Carnes is outside. Six on the shot. Nakamura down low to Shelly Klermenko, who's entered. Turnaround jumper. Oh, Klermenko short. Wise comes over the top. And all kinds of whistles blew as Wise got very physical. Wise racks up her first. That's the sixth on the Penguins. Inside of 3 minutes, though, so the Penguins aren't in any kind of serious foul trouble as Tammy Bronner enters the game, re-entering. Taki out. So on the floor for the Penguins is Shelly Klermenko, Shauna Bryant, Tammy Bronner, Kelsey Janish, and Kimi Nakamura. 2:54 to go. Clock rolls. Inbounds. Mata's got it in the backcourt. Clock rolls. Penguins down by three. Top of the key is Imai. Now they go down low. And Hotia Vaimaumau walks with it. The Penguins get it back. 2:41 to go. Piop.
Now you're going to wonder if Shelly Klermenko can match up with this pace. She's got a brace on her left knee. And you're going to see if this could struggle or make the Penguins slow down the pace.
Shelly Klermenko is 0-for-1 on her shooting tonight as Hurley gets ready to re-enter at the next break. Top of the key is Janish. She leans to the right. She goes right. Now she instructs Nakamura to retreat. Low bounce pass to Shelly. Soft jumper. Klermenko for two from the right side. 24-23. Penguins trail by only one. Timeout has been called by University of Hawaii Hilo. Fans, if you'd like to be a part of the Penguin Boosters, tonight is one of their events. A meet and greet with the coaches. A really nice little reception out there in the Conlin Center. And you can support DU Athletics. If you'd like to be part of the Penguin Booster Club, please contact Jane Winter at 415-458-3762. Piop and I will be back in about 15 seconds. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bud. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Doc.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not Looney Tunes. It's Penguin basketball, women's basketball, here at the Conlin Center. DJ Piop, known as Patrick Kiyabyop, going to pass it over to Stuart Horn.
2:05 to go, fans. Here we go. Penguin basketball back on the air. Penguins bring it up. I thought Sheena Pia walked with it there across the timeline, but no whistle. It was right in front of Media Row. So had it been a travel, she would have been nailed inside of 2 minutes to go. 1:59 to be exact. Hilo's got the ball. Short side under the bucket. And they get it inbounds very quickly to Pio. Pio to Hurley. Hurley off the glass. No, boy, Hurley's missing everything. As Klermenko tries to box out Pio, and instead of boxing out for the ball, she boxed out Pio, and it was like they got a boxing match.
Yeah, she just pushed her over. It's like a slip in a boxing match. They're not going to count that for the knockdown, so they're going to count it here in basketball as a foul.
Shauna Bryant out. Raquel Gomes in her place. Pio on the line after Klermenko sent her flying. Both ladies are going after the ball. Klimenko just got very physical. She missed it. Rebound, Janish, 2-on-2. Over to the right side, Bronner with a great head fake all alone. Bronner, no, off the glass, missed it again. That's two for Bronner from the right side, Piop. As easy a shot as Bronner has, and somehow the Penguins got it back, which is a slight consolation. 1:41 to go, but Bronner's missed two, and those both of those were totally in her wheelhouse. Here's the up and under by Janish, no. Rebound by Va'imama. And the Penguins just really lost an opportunity there as Hurley's got it with a buck and a half to go. Off the glass, Hurley, yes.
Now that's a bad sign. There's a big body on her. You don't want her to get in rhythm and start scoring 21 just like she did against the Lady Urban Knights down in San Francisco.
Penguins trail by three now, 26-23, 1:15 to go. Kimmy, right wing, 18 seconds. Penguins being patient. Now over to Janish. Janish has got it on the left elbow, backs up. Over to Rocky Servais. Rocky now picks up a screen from Nakamura. Not much of a screen, though, there. Nakamura's pretty slight. Here's a three ball by Janish, who then gets nailed after the shot by Sheena Pio. No whistle. But then Raquel Gomes finds the hoop from 12 feet on the left side. It was a great shot by Gomes. Nothing but swish. 26-25. We're inside of a minute. Clock rolls. Penguins on defense. Emai's got it. Don't forget about the halftime extravaganza with Piop. That's coming up. 37 seconds. Up and over. Emai thinking about it. Down low, Va'imama. Uh-oh, to Hurley. Hurley off the glass. Hurley air ball. No glass. Just like you said, Piop, you don't want Hurley to get a rhythm. Talk about being out of rhythm. From 5 feet, she missed everything. 26-25, 20.3 seconds, and the Penguins have the ball.
Hillary Hurley's got to watch her body language. I don't think the referees like what she said, so she's very lucky there wasn't a technical foul.
26-25, I didn't catch it, but we'll keep an eye on her as Hurley is bashing Janish all over the place. Oh, up and under by Tammy Bronner, and the clock rolls, and the Penguins score just going into the clubhouse at halftime. 27-26, the Penguins lead going out of the first half. Wow, what a shot by Bronner. Up and under, spinning it off the glass. Bronner. Wow, what a way to end the half. All right, fans, Piop and I will be back in about 10 minutes with the halftime extravaganza, all the stats, everything coming up. Radio.dominican.edu, please stay with us. Excellent job, Pia, by the bringing us the halftime extravaganza. 27-26. Guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30 tonight. It's currently 6:24 p.m. on the West Coast in California. The good old U.S. of A. 27th of January, 2011, from Dominican University of California. The Penguins will have the ball. And the Penguins will be attacking the Northern Hoop. For the second half, Penguins moving from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Here we go. Wise has got it. Inbounds. And she's standing at the top of the key. She finally gets it off to Shauna Bryan. The three ball short. Back down with it. Natalie Mata. Penguins lead is one. Second half action, fans. First half was great. Hurley with a turnaround jumper from the baseline over the top of Raquel Gomes. It falls. 28-27. The Penguins now trail.
Now I was checking out Hillary Hurley in halftime, and she wasn't happy with herself, so she warmed up a whole lot more than she did in the first.
Penguin fans would not like to see Hurley see that extra warm-up help her out as the Penguins throw it out of bounds off the end line. Penguins were looking to attack, and they dumped it into the Penguin cheerleaders. And as you may imagine, the Penguin cheerleaders are not in the area of play. Therefore, the ball went out of bounds. Into the hands back now of Hurley. She kicks out, thinks three ball is Kirihara. Two ball on the way, yes. And the Penguins now trail by three. 30-27 after Kirihara knocks it down from the right elbow. Janish drifts around to the top. Wise back to Kelsey. Kelsey's out there at 25. Kelsey now throws it away. I have no idea who she intended to throw that to, but she absolutely dumped it into a bunch of helos, and that's all there was anywhere near the ball. Here's Hurley down low. Hurley gets creamed by Gomes.
Yeah, the Lady Penguins are just playing sloppy basketball right now. After this, if there is another turnover and another points put up for the Vulcans, the coach Brianna Chambers needs to call a timeout and get these guys ready.
Perhaps. 30-27, the Diaz trail, and they're on defense. Vulcans off to our left. Setting it up now is Emai. Emai had a very good first half. She gets it over to Hurley. Now Kitahata with 14 on the shot clock drives in left side against Karn short. 3-on-1. Penguins had the three. Felicia Schultz was the one. Not only did Felicia Schultz get in there and get the bucket or get the rebound, then she converted the bucket against three Penguins. It was 3-on-1, Piop, and Schultz took on all three and won.
Yeah, coach, the coach for the Vulcans, Coach David Kaneshiro, is doing something different here. She's not starting the starters for the second half. She's actually playing bench players that didn't get much playing time in the first half. But right now, there's a media timeout, and we're going to send it over to Stuart Horman in 20 seconds, maybe more, here on radio.dominican.edu, the home of the Penguins.
That's all, folks.
For those of you seeking a unique and innovative journey through college, communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major.
All right, and we are back, fans, 18:02 to go. Good job. 32-27, the Penguins have the ball. The Penguins are trailing. Going into halftime, the Penguins have the lead. Stuart Horn and Pia with you tonight. And Raquel Gomes hits the deck. Three ball, Karnes short. Taken down Hillary Hurley. Penguins trail by five, and the Penguins are now on defense. Loose ball got away from Karnes. Then away from Janish and into the first row of the grandstands. And the referees now are having a quick conference with the clock people. 25 overhead, 17:42 to go. Penguins trail by five. Inbounds, Wise tips it away. Good play. It's Karnes. It's Karnes, Kirtahara. Karnes goes up, no whistle. And they give the ball to Hilo after Karnes tried to get it up one-on-one against Kitahara. Kitahara tipped it out. Then on the loose ball, Wise came in, tipped it out of bounds. Whoa.
Right now the Penguins are running a full press zone, a 3-1-1 press. The three people press over. The three guards in the front of the press will press hard, and then the ones back will run a zone.
Mata's got it on the inbounds. Penguins trail by five. 17 and a half. Mata down low, Hurley. Left side, Emai. Three ball, yes. 8-point game now. Penguins led by one. Now they trail by eight. Janish has got it after the cross court. Uh-oh, stolen away, but Janish got it back. Janish kick out. No look. Wise three ball on the way. Wise missed it left. I don't know if Wise has scored tonight. Has she? Wise has not hit a three yet. She shot it at least three times.
Wise is 1-for-2 on the game today in 9 minutes.
Noel Roldan gets ready to re-enter the game. Roldan has the dark ponytail with the purple streak in it. Over to the right side. Kitahata three ball on the way. Missed it left. Rebound by Felicia Schultz. Schultz goes to the top of the key and they reset. Mata's got it. Now back off to Kitahata. 16:40 to go as Janish gets pounded to the floor. Felicia Schultz gets rung up. That's the second on Schultz with 16:40 to go. 35-27 PM.
Right now the Penguins do not like the tempo. It's not up tempo right now. They need it. They need to push the ball up court. But right now the Vulcans are playing smart. They're not pressuring the Penguins. They're letting it go. They're playing half court basketball.
Janish brings it up. Over to Wise. Left side, Wise drifts in. Left side softly. The jumper, Wise. Missed it. Wise can't get anything to fall. Wise has had one clean look after another and can't make it happen. Kira Hart, three ball on the way. Missed it left. Wise with a rebound. Roldan brings it up. 35-27 coming up on 16 minutes. Noel now throws it down low to Janish and missed the target. Threw it out of bounds.
Turnovers killing the Penguins. They had the lead during halftime, 27-26, but that lead has diminished to 8.
Pelo brings it up now. Now they get it to Hurley down low. They kick it back over to Mata on the way. Missed it short. Janish with the rebound. Janish fires it up to Roldan. Over to Rocky, left side. Oh, Rejection City with no whistle, just a humongous rejection by Hurley. She was going after Gomes, who was going to take it in the left side. Hurley stuck the hand up there, got all ball, Piob, and blocked it away. 35-27, Penguins trail. Piob and I are back in 15 seconds.
Throughout the 2011 season, soccer director Jonathan Delano was excited about the upcoming spring season and also looking forward to the maturing of returning players in the 2011 season.
Groundbreaking on the Field of Dreams is hoped to start the spring 2011 semester and be completed midway through the fall 2011 season. Come cheer your Penguins to victory at the new stadium in Thor's Meadows.
Go Penguins!
All right, here we go, fans. 15:38 to go. You are listening to Radio.Dominican.edu from Dominican University of California. 35-27 and 15:38 to go. Penguins had the lead a minute ago, 4.5 minutes ago to be precise. And then they quickly coughed it up, coming out into the second half. It's been all Vulcans ever since. However, the Penguins are still right there, playing very well. Vulcans playing well as well. Claire Manco re-enters the game. She's out there with Decoy and Janish and Roldan and Wise.
Claire Manco is right now in for matchup problems.
Claire Manco is in there against Hotia Va'ayamama. And very quickly, the Penguins get the ball back.
With Hurley out, Klermenko comes in. With Vaya Mau Mau in, Klermenko comes in. So you got to see that.
Roldan brings it in to Janish. And Roldan, her first year with the Penguins, just a great addition to the squad. She just brings a ton of good energy. And that's something the Penguins, any team can use that kind of energy. Janish drives in, hits a side of the backboard, and draws a whistle as Janish was impeded on her way to the bucket. Janish in there with the mid-high Nikes and the pink shoelaces. Kelsey to the line. 35-27. 15-17 to go. Here's Piop.
Second half right now. The Penguins are shooting 32.4% after Janish just missed her first free throw. That's killer to just start an energy rally. You can't have that. But the Vulcans, again on the negative side, are shooting 40%. So that's bad, but for the bright side, Janish makes her first.
Janish is the team leader for free throw attempts. And she missed one of two there. 35-28 now, we're coming up on 15 minutes. Here's a turnaround, and the Penguins get it back after Taki takes it after Klermenko rattled it away. And Klermenko down low has it batted away by Via Mau Mau. And Janish wants the call, and I think she's going to get it. And she does get it. It's called against Hotia Vaiamama. That's the third committed in the second half by the Vulcans. Three committed by the Penguins. Shelley to the line.
What worries me about Klimenko is that that brace on her knee must be making her frustrated on shooting free throws, because just the bend of the knees determines how far that ball goes.
Yeah, the left knee is braced up, and she missed the first free throw. Klimenko on the way, missed the second one.
It was an air ball. That brace is bothering her.
I hesitated to say it, because a great shooter like Klimenko does not often throw an air ball up from the line. Whoa, Wise, right here in front of the broadcasting area. Bounced off
leverage.
She bounced off the table. Now she's back in there. Felicia Schultz has re-entered the game. Kirahara has it on the right wing. Over to Schultz, now in the corner. Right side. She throws it to no one. Everybody goes after it. Loose ball. Oh, brother. Vaya Mau Mau came up with it. Kirahara thinks three ball with a soft jumper for two. Yes. Left side, Kirahara.
I like that by Kirahara. Just a little pump fake. Dribble down. Mid-range shot. Gets a more high percentage look. And she nailed down that mid-range J.
Good call. 37-28. You're right. It was a much better look percentage-wise. And she did throw a great head fake on it to clear the way. Wise has got it on the right wing. They're not covering Wise that closely as now Taki Takoi hurls up an air ball from three-point land. Kirahara has it in the backcourt after the down by Felicia Schultz.
Bad to see Taki Takoi miss that badly. She was freshman player of the year in 2008.
You wouldn't see Taki throwing up too many air balls in 2008. She's still a tremendous player. As they give the ball goes out of bounds, they give it back to the Penguins. And the Penguins are going to bring in five freshies. So for the DUs is Jankowski, is Nakamura, Carnes, Bronner.
Again, Jankowski, Bryant, Carnes, Bronner. They're using these ladies for matchup problems again. Again with Hurley out, Penguins need to take advantage.
Penguins trail by 9 now. 13:30 to go, fans. The clock rolls. Here we go. Bronner to bring it up.
I'll bring down number 4 just a tiny bit.
Here's Carnes, drives the lane. Carnes left side, left-handed. Carnes bounces around, yes.
Can you see the levels up there on T, baby?
Okay, watch him. Carnes scores the deuce, 37-30. Off the baseline, right side, air ball, Vulcans. They get their own rebound. Jankowski gets in the way of the shot by Pio. And Jankowski's going to get rung up. Mary Kate draws her first. Yeah, that looks good. And to the line is Sheena Pio. Pio's a 5'8 sophomore out of Anchorage, Alaska. She went to East Anchorage High School. Isn't that where you went, Pio?
No, I went to West Anchorage High School.
Oh, you went to West Anchorage. Okay.
Transferred to Reardon my senior year, San Francisco.
I hear you. Pio misses the first one by a mile. Mile and a half, maybe, left. So she gets to go again. The Penguins trail by 7. On the way, Pio rattles it home. My partner straight out of East Anchorage High School. Oh, West Anchorage, pardon
me. Yes.
38-30 now.
Still a winnable game, 8 points.
Oh, brother, right in front of us with the crossover dribble. Bronner walks with it. Oh, no. It's an illegal screen called against Shauna Bryant.
Looks like referee was calling an offsides on the Penguins.
Yeah. An illegal screen caused by Bryant. And it gives the ball back to the Vulcans.
No, inside of 13. Like press. This is a great press. They're struggling. Look for a 5-second violation. They just get it out.
Kitahara brings it across the middle. Just enough time. Carnes now up against Kitahara. Maya Mau Mau goes left side. Missed it. Easy play. Left side whistles. As the ball bounced into the hands of Carnes, Carnes comes up smiling. Hotiavei Mau Mau had an easy shot at it, and the D's are going to get it back. I guess that's why Carnes was smiling. I thought it was a sheepish smile, Piop, that Carnes was indicating by her look that somehow the Vulcans were going to get the ball back unfairly, based all just on her look. But apparently I read it wrong, because the D's got the ball back. Mary Kate, straight away, two ball, missed it right.
I like that shot attempt. It's a good look. No one was there. She had a high percentage shot again.
Kristen Woodring with a rebound. Right side, Hilo walks with it. as Jasmine Corpus, the 5'5" sophomore out of Kihei, Maui, walks with it. 38-30, 12-20 to go, P.O.P.
Now, Stu, I want you to check out this matchup. Number 12, that's Imai, Kristen Imai. And I want you to check out Stephanie Carnes. Both played against each other in high school. Not teammates. No, they played against each other in high school.
Bronner takes it in from the right side. Okay, we're keeping an eye on Kirsty Imai, not Kristen. Kirsty Imai. Oh, and off the foot is Imai. Check it, that was Pio. And a jump ball, and I think the D's are going to get it. No. It goes back to the Vulcans as Hurley was going to re-enter the game, but a media timeout has been called. And when you think about the media, you're thinking of Piob and myself on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back in 15
Thank
seconds.
You and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away! And the Penguins with their first conference victory!
Reach the eye.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bug. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own, host your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Ladies and gentlemen, Penguin basketball here in the Conlin Center. That's right, Penguins against the Lady Vulcans of Hawaii Hilo. Men's basketball at 7:30, but you don't want to tune in for that now. You want to tune in to us because this is a close one, 38-32. Penguins are down by six, so I'm going to pass it over to Stuart Horn.
Six-point game, fans. The Penguins trail. Hilo has the ball. Hilo moving from our right to left. Right across the timeline is Imai. Down low, Hurley with a soft jumper. Buckling over Mary Kate, yes. 40-32. 11 and a half to go in the second period. Here's Bronner.
The turnover ratio is killing the Vulcans. 11 to 9. Right now, the Penguins have a better shot at winning this because of the turnovers.
I don't know if anything's killing them. So far, they've got the upper hand on the DUs. I mean, if I were the coach, I'd say, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. We're leading by eight. Hilo now brings it up Imai. She slams into Stephanie Carnes. That's her second. Carnes gets rung up. Imai falls down. Ball goes out of bounds, but it's Hilo ball on the sideline.
Carnes looked more confused than used to when Bronner made that last second shot during half. But right now, the Vulcans will take advantage of the Carnes foul.
More confused than me? Is that possible?
It's possible. Anything's Hurley. Possible.
Hurley on the outside. Kick out. Three ball, no. Rebound, Woodring, yes. So Woodring gets the rebound and puts it back for two. And now it's a 10-point game inside of 11 minutes. Mary Kate gets stuffed by Hurley. Mary Kate goes up with it. Hurley throws the arm up there. Hurley, that's her second massive rejection tonight, Piab, and I mean that was big.
Yeah, she may not be dominant on the offensive end for tonight, but defensively, she has a
presence. Yeah, that's an understatement, I think. Penguins get it after Hurley knocks it out of bounds at 500 miles an hour. Such a big rejection. Janish has it, intended for Gomes, throws it away. Penguins are down by 10. They can't really afford to do that too many times tonight. 10:40 to go, second half action, fans. Jasmine Corpus goes now, top of the key. Now down low, Hurley. This is where Hurley gets tough in the second half. Hurley, though, missed it. The putback, Woodring. Woodring hits the deck, but she missed it. She'll go to the line. Let's see what she can do from the free throw line. Penguins trail by 10, P.M.
Yeah, right now, Kirsten Woodring, the junior, 6'1", junior out of Bristol, Rhode Island. No relation to Bristol, Connecticut, where Sports Center is.
Or Bristol Shaving Cream.
That's true, too.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's where it's made, in Bristol, Rhode Island. I'm not sure. But the first one by Woodring is good. And Woodring stands up. Straightens up, Woodring at about 6'2". What's she listed at?
She's listed at 6'1".
I was close. I said about 6'2".
Yeah, about.
And I think 6'1". is included. The second one is good.
But she can shoot for a big girl.
She really can. She's already made 6 points in this one. Backing in is Rocky. Turnaround jumper, Gomes. No Hurley rebound. Gomes had it tipped out on the way up. She was attempting the Dr. J-esque sky hook. But she couldn't get it to fall. 44-32 inside of 10 minutes wise. Here's P up.
Bad news for the Penguins right now. Down on the trainer's office, you have Kimi Nakamura getting her ankle taped up, but running the break are the Penguins. Bronner lays it up, in, and there's a foul, and they're going to call it for the Penguins. Three-point play on the way.
The Penguins stole the ball away. Carnes had it. The Penguins had it on the steal. Carnes got it, flipped it up to Bronner, who, as you heard from Piop, Piop shifted into play-by-play mode, grabbed it, threw it up right side, and drew the foul. Tammy to the line, 9:44 to go. She makes the freebie. The Penguins trail by nine. Inbounds, Penguins continue to employ that full court heat, which can, well, it can work for you very nicely, or it can work against you. We'll find out. It usually comes to fruition in the last few minutes of the game. Here's the up and in from the left side by Sheena Pio. And that one's good, 46-35. Here's Janish left side. Woodring gets in her face. No whistle. Piab, do you think that was worthy of a whistle?
That's got to be a foul. And they're going to give the ball back to the Penguins. The ball came off Kelsey Janish face. Janish face.
Well, Janish went up, but it was tipped out, I think, out of bounds. The idea there was I was out of bounds by Woodring. Here's Bronner right side under Woodring. She spins it off the glass, and that was a sweet shot, 46-37. The Penguins trail 9 minutes. Second half.
Man, that's a Monte Ellis take, Stu.
That was nice. Over the first defender, under the second, spun it off the glass. And Bronner gets it to fall. 8:50 to go. Here's the quick two ball by Kiersey Emai to stretch the lead out for the Vulcans. 48-37, 8:40 to go as Kitahata gets ready to re-enter. Here's Janish 360. Janish goes 360, then spins back the other direction. She may have been dizzy there, Piab.
Yeah.
She went up from the right side off the glass, missed it a mile right, even though she had a clean look at it, I think. She may have gotten dizzy after all that spinning. When you go more than 360, it's pretty tough. Now a whistle off ball is called with the referee pointing at Pio, who was nowhere near the play. And it is against Pio. And that is the sixth. That's the sixth foul committed by the Vulcans here in the second half. Six committed by the Mighty Penguins. 8:16 to go, 48-37.
Melissa Wise with a bright smile on her face will give it to Bronner, and she's going to try to run the Penguin offense with Karn sitting down. Roldan checks in for her.
So Bronner brings it up over to Wise left side. Wise tries to get the jumper off from the left elbow, and Hurley got right in her face. It never even got out of her hands. That was such a gigantic rejection that Wise wasn't even able to get the ball away. Oh, and now it's stolen away. Bronner loose ball. Vulcans get it back, Hurley left side against Roldan easily, yes. The loose ball was all Penguin ball, and then they just gave it right back away, 50-37. Piab, I hate to report that the Vulcans are starting to pull away.
Yeah,
Wise,
this is bad news.
Wise over
that.
To Bronner, down low, Rocky off the glass, whistle two, yes. And if Gomes can knock this free one home, it'll bring the Penguins within 10.
Now, Stu, what made Raquel Gomes get that foul is that little hesitation. She knew there was no one there, but that little hesitation and a little contact laying it up and in shows the confidence for the Lady Penguins. But right now, we're going to go to a break on radio.dominican.edu, the home of the Penguins.
That's all, folks.
For those of you seeking a unique and innovative journey through college, communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain.
Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major. Communication is the key to success in saying what you need to say.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
All right, fans, here we go. End of the timeout has come. Stuart Horn and Piop. Raquel Gomes will go to the line after drawing the foul and the 2 points. Gomes looking to put the Penguins down by only 10. Gomes will get one. And she missed it short. And Hurley with a rebound. And this is where Hurley gets strong.
Right now the Penguins shooting 35% on the field. And the Vulcans are shooting 42.9%.
It's back and forth with that percentage mark all night. Of course, when you get here late into the third period, and now we're early in the fourth period, and that's where that number really matters. A shot on goal by the Helos. No. Uh-oh. Roll down with a loose ball. Does not let it get into the backcourt. Inside of 7 minutes now, fans. The Penguins down by 11. Bronner. Right side whistle. Shot on goal missed. But Tammy to the line.
Yeah, Bronner's doing a great job being aggressive, taking it to the hoop. She had a bad game Saturday and last week, Thursday night and Saturday night, but right now she's making up for it today. What made it bad was the reason she's turning the ball over made her cut her playing time short, but right now she's putting up for it, making jumpers, making clutch shots, making that big last second shot during the half, and she's doing well. She's being a team leader once again.
Bronner's a graduate student. She cans the first one. Penguins down by 10. Inside of 7 minutes, she gets to go again. Bronner on the way. Yes.
And when I mean clutch, she's clutch. Brings the lead back to single digits.
9-point game. Backcourt pressure. Oh, Wise steals it away. Roldan now gets the loose ball. Rocky. Now the Penguins got to make it count after they expended that energy. In the backcourt, three ball roll down. Oh! Noel Roldan buries the tray ball, and that's what the Penguins needed. Turn the ball over in the backcourt, and then Roldan. Now Wise steals it away again. Timeout, Wise falling out of bounds. Wise with the heads-up move there, cupped it under her arm. Kind of like the tuck rule. She cupped it, called the timeout. And before she could get the timeout called, Felicia Schultz runs up and fouls her. 50-44. The Penguins trail by only 6, Piob, after a tremendous three ball by Noel Roldan. Heads up play by Wise. Wise steals it away. 6:20 to go when we come back. Timeout. Vulcans. Radio.Dominican.edu.
You are now locked on the Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feel me?
Here on radio.dominican.edu. That's right, DJ Juice is right. We got the illest DJs available, including the play-by-play man, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Pia. It's been a while since anybody referred to me as ill. Here's
Last time
Wise.
You're ill, you're in your mom's room
hey,
growing up.
Take it easy. Wise cans the first one. She gets to go again as Hurley's back in there in place of Schultz. We'll be talking about my mom on the air. 5-point game, 50-45 to make it four. Here's Wise. The Conlon Center falls dead quiet, and it goes, and that's gigantic. It's a 4-point game, 6:20 to go. Oh, the Penguins are in this, and they've got all the momentum. All that backcourt pressure has been big. Via Mau Mau, manages to get it off. Now they go left side to Mata. Soft jumper deep. Down Taki. Penguin ball!
That's just great awareness by Taki Tatoi. Just keeping her hands up. Taki Tatoi keeping her hands up and having the Penguins have the ball.
Oh, the Penguins now two scores away. Four-point game. Bronner's got it. Left side Bronner. Goes right, fakes back, just as Wise starting to get a little momentum. Right side, Rocky on the way, missed it left. Darn it. Trying to be impartial here. Penguin fans on the mic. Hurley down with a rebound. Now they get over to the right side, Viamamo. Left side, Mud on the way, three ball. Oh, brother. That was Imai, goes down, air ball for three. She missed it, but then the putback by Mata is good. 52-46, the Penguins now on offense. Noel Roldan brings it across the timeline to Wise. Wise to Bronner. Foot fake. Thinking three is Racky. Head fake. Roldan drives the paint. Roldan off the glass. Knocks down the two. Roldan! Four-point game. 52-48. Coming up on 5 minutes, fans. Penguin bench insisting on defense, and Roldan now slams into Kirsty Imai and draws the whistle. Nine fouls committed by the Vulcans, seven committed by the Penguins. Oh, the Penguins could really use the double bonus advantage should the Vulcans foul just one more time.
Yeah, and Roldan better be careful of the look she's given to the referee. I know she's a very energetic player, but she can't do that to the ref.
Missed free throw. Roldan with the rebound. Bronner brings it up slowly, methodically. Rocky thinking about it. Now Wise in the corner, right in front of the DU cheerleaders. Wise fakes the screen. Take off the glass. No. Taki flails an arm up there over the top of Viamamo. Can't knock the ball loose.
Even though she missed that shot, you gotta like the aggressiveness. With Hurley even in the paint, she took it in.
Kitahata brings it up, switches off the hands, kicks off to Imai. Kitahata three ball, very short, loose ball, Raquel Gomes gets it. One on two. Here's Bronner, thinking about kicking it off, she does. Off the glass! Taki Tatoi after Bronner with the assist! Timeout! 2 point game, 52-50. The DUs are right there. 4:13 to go. Piab and I are right back. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major. Communication is the key to success in saying what you need to say.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Are you looking to be a part of something bigger than yourself? Surrounded by competitive people thriving on success? Becoming part of a family that has your back every step of the way?
Pride.
Then Dominican University of California has your place for you. Join an athletic team today and be a part of
it. Yup, Giant Athletic. That is the Dominican Penguins. Lady Penguins, I shall say, in a close one here in the Conlin Center. So I'm going to send it to the closest man I'm next to, Stuart Horn.
Thank you very much, Pia. Penguins trail by only two. 12 points a minute ago, now it's two, and the DUs have all the momentum in the world, and that's what they're going to need to get past a great group of Vulcans. Can they do it? We'll know in 4 minutes and 13 seconds. Backcourt pressure, huge pressure. Boy, has that been working tonight. Kitahata now across the timeline. She's going to slow down as the Penguins bring it up, or flank Kitahata as she brings it up. 52-50, inside of 4 minutes. Hurley, she's going to be a factor coming down low. Hurley bounces off the defender, misses it. Back up via Mau Mau, air ball. Down with it, Raquel Gomes. The Penguins have a chance. Carnes brings it up. No pressure by the Helos. Carnes thinking three ball, no. Carnes has the jersey out. She's got to get that thing tucked in. Kimmy, three ball on the way. Knock them up! Put the Penguins up by one! Kimmy Nakamura from the right wing. 53-52 inside of three and a half. Oh, no. Good pressure. Great pressure by Carnes as she came up, climbed up the back of Kitahata. Ball went out of bounds, but Carnes with a great move, P-Ob.
Oh, Stu, this place is ecstatic. After Kimi Nakamura nails down the nailing three, you gotta love the energy in the Conlin Center. It's not packed. It should be. It's gonna be packed for the men's, but they're missing out on the biggest game of the season for the Lady Penguins. So on media timeout, we're gonna take a timeout here on radio.dominican.edu.
Which is volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Gorillo on the way. Gorillo with a nice layup, two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Yep, that's right. Radio.dominican.edu is tuned in for a close one here in the Conlin Center. Lady Penguins in for a good one against the Lady Vulcans of Hawaii Hilo. So Stuart Horn will do play-by-play.
53-52, Penguins on top again. Kitahata's got it. Coming up on 3 minutes, fans. She's got it way out on the left wing with Tammy Bronner playing some great defense. Bronner really mixing it up in there. Kitahata, kick out left side. Driving it in, nothing doing. Felicia Schultz on the way up, foul. Schultz got wrapped up with Wise. With 3 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins up by one. Felicia Schultz will go to the line.
Right now at the line, the Vulcans are 54.5%.
Schultz on the way, perfect. As the Penguin fans are doing everything they can to rattle her by pounding on the grandstands. Schultz will go to the line after she's tied the score a moment ago. Second one rattles in.
How clutch is that, Stu? Just incredible presence in the free throw line by Schultz.
54-53, the Penguins trail. Bronner right side. Bronner slams into the defender as she kicks it out to Wise, but not before she draws a foul. The foul is called against Natalie Mata. And that's the 10th, which puts the Penguins at the double bonus, and that's a good thing coming down the stretch with 2:52 to go. 54-53, but Bronner will get two from the line. On the way, yes. Bronner cans the first one to tie it at 54 each. Second one's on the way, yes. 55-54 Penguins, backcourt pressure, 2:55. If the DUs could get a turnover here, it'd be huge. Kitahata across the middle. Oh, they do, in the backcourt, Taki, loose ball. Oh no, Takoi's hurt. Oh no, Takoi's got her left leg. I don't like the looks of that. Boy, oh boy, for a second there, Taki's leg looked twisted up. Piab, I don't know. Taki's down, fans. She's rolling on the floor. The trainer has come out on the floor. 2:39 to go. Takoi pounding on the floor in pain. She really went after the ball to save it from going out of bounds. And that left knee gave out on her. She's really in pain.
Now this would be a huge loss for the Penguins, former freshman player of the year. It's just sad to see such a role player.
I hate to see Takoi go down so hard, and I don't know if it's an ACL. Right now she's on her back, fans, with the trainer. The left knee is the issue. Piab and I will be back in about 15 seconds. We'll have an update on the condition of Taki Takoi. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on radio.dominican.edu.
About the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own host, your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. That's all, folks.
For those of you seeking a unique and innovative journey through college, communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications, so if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major.
All right, fans, Takoy is being helped off of the court. Apparently, it's her left ankle. It's either her ankle or her knee. I'm not sure, but the report was the ankle, but the trainer was holding her knee. 2:39 to go. Penguins up by one. Penguins will get the ball back after the tremendous hustle by Taki. Takoy back to the bench. We'll keep you apprised of her situation. 2.5 to go, fans. Roldan, three ball on the way. Way short. Down Hurley. Backcourt to Kitahata. Game on. Kitahata brings it up across the circles. Kitahata now gets it up to Schultz. Three ball, Schultz drains it. No, just a long two. She had a foot inside. Luckily for the Penguins. The Penguins trail by one now.
Yeah, Schultz is heating up.
Coming up on 2 minutes. Here's Bronner. Drives in left side. Oh, Bronner slams into Kitahata and she does not draw the whistle.
Yeah, she traveled, Stu. Just another turnover.
You don't see that out of Bronner too often. She drove the lane, and all of the Vulcans just stood pat. And she slammed into them and couldn't get rid of the ball. Backcourt pressure, bringing it up is Mata. Left side, 1:58 to go. The Penguins trail by one. Down low, Hurley. On the way, Hurley. Missed it, Hurley. Loose ball. Hurley falls. Foul's going to be called against. I think it's on Kelsey Janish. That's her third. The ninth by the Penguins. And Hurley would go to the line.
What's Hurley shooting?
Now Hurley.
Hurley will go to the line now as the towel lady. It used to be called towel boys, but it's just one of the students that runs out and wipes things up.
Hillary Hurley's actually 0% from the line.
Oh, she hasn't made anything yet so
far
tonight.
Hasn't made anything.
So Hurley, Penguins need her to miss this here in a big way on the way. She does miss it. Loose ball. Penguins down with it. Rocky comes up with it. They fling it up now to Bronner across the timeline. 1 minute and 45 seconds to go, fans. The Penguins trail by one. Wise has got it. It's one of the closest games of the season, if not the closest. Right side, Gomes. Gomes is on Hurley, or vice versa. Janish almost muffs it away, but gets it back. 8 on the shot clock. Now it's a loose ball. She throws it away. Timeout called by Hilo as Janish and Mata fell on it. Heads up play by Mata to cup the ball. Call the timeout. Penguins trail by one, 1:26. Radio.dominican.edu.
It's a good lie.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get the shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Yup, the only DJ in the booth right now is DJ P-Yup alongside Stuart Horn, and this is crunch time. A minute 26 left in the game. Stuart Horn calls play-by-play.
Here we go, fans. 1:26, the clock rolls. Kitahata has it right in front of the broadcasting area. Penguins trail by only one. 1:21. Kitahata brings it up against Nakamura. Right wing, too far out to shoot. Down low, Hurley. Drives the paint against Wise. Throws it away. Loose ball. Penguins get it back with 1:11 to go. Three aces on the board. The Penguins down by one. Oh, boy, that was a big one as the Vulcans chucked it away just when they had a golden opportunity. Bronner brings it up herself. Bronner kick out to Wise. Thinking about it, Bronner. She wants to go three ball, won't do it. She drives in against Hilo. Bronner backs up, buries the deuce softly. Penguins by one, 57 seconds, coming right down to the wire, fans. 57 seconds inbound. Penguins have all five in the backcourt. Backcourt pressure. Tons of... He did it. Hits me in the arm. Piab, loose ball off of Kirahata. Smacks yours truly in the arm. And the Penguins get the ball back. I'm not in play, so that didn't count off of me.
Stu, you almost intercepted the pass for the Lady Penguins. They're looking for the ball. They're trying to take it out. Penguins could win it here. 51 seconds left in the game.
Come on. You're getting way ahead of yourself. 50 seconds to go. That's an eternity in hoops. 57-56. Penguins trying to kill it off a little bit. Trying to get one last shot off. They want to make it a good one. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Left side, Bronner over to Wise. 33 seconds. Bronner wants to get a good shot. Nine. Wise thinking three ball. Wise hasn't made anything tonight. Wise drives in right side against Schultz. Off the glass. Missed it again. 22 seconds. No, Wise. Loose ball into the stands. Penguin ball. Loose ball from Hilo, and the DUs get it with 17 seconds to go. Penguins up by one.
Oh, Stu, that's just a bad turnover by the Vulcans, but the Penguins could win it here with 17 seconds, but a timeout by Hawaii Hilo. The Penguins could win it here. But right now, the Penguins call timeout. Stuart Horn is out of his seat. Right now, media timeout.
17.7 seconds when we come back. Penguins by one. Radio.dominican.edu. Reach the eye.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bug. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching for...
Yep, there you are. That's what we were saying all day. Where was this offense by the Lady Penguins? Stuart Horn is antsy. He's going to call play-by-play right now.
17.7 seconds before is all the Penguins need. They get it inbounds. Kimmy's got it. Quickly fouled. A second and a half rolled off the clock. Nakamura will go to the line. And Kitahata draws the foul. Yeah, that's a smart play. And everybody in the house knew that Kitahata was going to foul Nakamura the instant the ball came in bounds. Kimmy to the line, fans. 16.3 seconds to go. On the way. Yes! That's clutch.
One more will be clutch for the Penguins. 16 seconds. They'll need a tie. No need for two for one, but let's see if she can make it now.
Two-point game, and she makes it! And it's a three-point game, and that's gigantic. 16 seconds. The Penguins are going to put on that full-court pressure. Kitahata has it. In the backcourt, 12 seconds. Uh-oh. Nakamura stuck the foot out, trying to kick the ball out of bounds, and the Vulcans, she didn't get a foot on it. In the backcourt. With 10 and a half seconds to go, the Vulcans call a timeout, Piab. 59-56, the DUs by three. Piab?
I don't know, Stu. This is intense. 10 seconds left. Penguins on D. They're going to be pressuring us all day. You got a great lineup in here. Roldan, Raquel Gomes, Melissa Wise, Tammy Bronner, Kimmy Nakamura. Can the Penguins pull off a victory? The biggest upset in Penguin history.
Well, perhaps not the biggest in Penguin history, but certainly this season, at home, on the air, the biggest of those. And you forgot to mention, good old Raquel Gomes is in there, or perhaps you did mention her. 59-56, fans, 10 and a half seconds to go. In the backcourt, 90 feet away, Hilo will bring the ball in. They do. Live ball, clock rolls. 10 and a half, Kitahata. Seven, across the middle, Kitahata. And as she travels with it. And Kitahata throws the ball away in the media row. 6 seconds to go. After she brought it across the timeline and walked with it, she pinched it between her left hip. So tough was the pressure by Nakamura.
But Stu, check it out. Inbound plays the biggest. No turnovers. They're set up stack. That's stack when you're all stacked up in a bunch. We're going to see movement right now.
6.2 seconds to go. The Penguins have five to get it in. They do. All the way back, Janish. Janish is way back there. She retreats. She retreats. She retreats. 2.2 seconds to go. Kelsey will go to the line. If she can make one of her two, that will be a four-point game and virtually impossible for the Vulcans to come back. As it stands, it's a three-point game, and the Vulcans are still alive in this thing, as we've seen it happen. We've seen the same thing where the Penguins are down by three with less than 3 seconds to go, and the Penguins win, and Janish knocks down the first one. And with 2.2 seconds to go, Janish makes it a four-point game. Janish will go back to the line now.
Now, Stu, you got to mention how clutch these Penguins are on free throws.
And Janish knocks it in. When the ball comes in, the Vulcans have 2 seconds right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders. Baseball pass to the other end. It's alive. Hurley comes down. Hurley misses it. Broder comes down with it. And the Penguins, after trailing in the second half by 12, the DUs come back and win it. 61-56, your final. The DUs with their second conference victory.
An interception play by the Lady Penguins gave them the game, plus nailing clutch free throws at the end. The Vulcans ain't happy, but we are not in our house. The Penguins win at home.
Great play by Carnes, by Janish, by Gomes, by Wise, by Bryant. Good minutes tonight by Jankowski, the freshman. Good minutes tonight by Noel Roldan. Excellent minutes by Roldan, I should say. Nakamura, Taki Tokoi, who seems a little bit better. Seems like an injury always feels a little bit better when you come up with a win. Penguins win that one. Penguin Man coming up at 7:30. 12 and a half minutes from now, we may get off a minute or two late. Piab and I will be back to call that one. Penguin women win. Radio.dominican.edu.